Hello and welcome to Chatterbox. In this episode, our award-winning presenter, Shirley Moore, talks to Medway Maritime's award-winning Emily Brown, who is believed to be the world's first hospital-based namaste care practitioner. Namaste care is an alternative holistic treatment for patients at the end of their life living with dementia, learning disabilities, cancer, and those receiving palliative care, and helping family members who are struggling with grief. It includes physical, sensory, and emotional activities and interactions with a loving approach, all of which are designed to create a calm environment and give comfort and pleasure to patients while they are being cared for.
Shirley Moore on HRM.
I have got a lovely lady sat opposite me. Her name is Emily Brown, and Emily is our Medway Hospital Namaste. Am I saying it properly?
You are, yes.
Care practitioner. Good afternoon, Emily.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me.
No, you're more than welcome. It's been a few weeks trying to get us in the same place at the same time, but it's been brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So, Emily, I'm going to ask you a few questions about what you do, because I'm very interested. Right? I have met you briefly before.
Yes, we have.
We are desperate to know what you do. So I did a little bit of homework on you, and you're quite famous out there, really.
Oh, God.
Okay. You are the world's first hospital-based namaste care practitioner using alternative therapy to relax people.
Yes.
Do you want to expand on that?
Yes. So namaste care was created by a wonderful woman called Joyce Simard, and she created it for people at the end stages of dementia and end of life. They were no longer able to engage with normal things like bingo and arts and crafts. So she created namaste care to be able to support them in different ways. So it's about stimulating the senses, sound, taste, smell, and touch. She created it for dementia patients and people at the end of their life. But since bringing it into the trust, I also see palliative patients as well. So for example, with our gentlemen that are living with dementia, I'll offer a hot towel shave, and then I'll use Brute or Old Spice aftershaves, because those were the aftershaves back in the day. And I don't know if you've ever smelt something or tasted something and it triggers a memory.
Right, you said the word Brute there. Mm. I hate to say this, but I'm an old skinhead, and Brute was one of the clones that was worn at that time. And
And
Old Spice makes me think of my granddad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's about creating sort of happy moments for the patients that are in the hospital
bringing something back.
Yeah.
Because dementia patients, excuse me if I'm wrong, do they not tend to go backwards quite far?
Yeah. So it's about sort of stepping into their mindset and supporting them in that moment. I mean, we have elderly patients that will be upset because they're waiting for their mummy, but they're 80, 90 years old. So rather than saying the obvious, I will sort of distract and go, well, while we're waiting for mummy, should we go have a cup of tea? And you can tell me what mummy likes to do. Yeah. And it's just about helping that person feel safe in the environment.
Oh, that's beautiful. I don't know how do you maintain your level of composure, is what I want to say.
I feel very, very lucky to do what I do. And the team I work with, the end of life team here at Medway, so that's Graham, Marie, Carla and Hayley, are a huge support with all the variety of patients I see. Some patients affect you more than others. Some are more emotional than others, but they are my safe space to vent.
Yes.
And they support me through that. So, it's lovely to be able to give someone a positive experience at maybe not such a positive time.
Yeah.
So with our end of life patients, obviously we don't talk about death enough. And if you're not around it, it's a very uncomfortable topic. So sometimes the end of life team will refer a patient to me and the family are there and they don't really know what to do with mum. And maybe they're frightened of hurting mum. And I explain what I do and they might say something like, oh, yeah, mum are like her nails painted and blah, blah, blah. And while I'm supporting the patient with the namaste session, I'll ask the relative, what does mum like? What sort of mum is she? And they start talking and laughing and sharing stories. So by the time I've left the room, the bed guards are down, the family are by the bedside, and there's laughter in the room, which is lovely for the patient to hear.
Yeah, so you're connecting patient and family.
Yes.
And you, which is absolutely brilliant. You gave a little shout out to some people then, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did.
You did.
Yeah, the end of life team. They're wonderful.
Bless you. Emily, I've got another question for you.
Yeah.
Right. So how often are namaste care sessions offered and what is the typical duration of each session?
So, for example, our patients living with dementia can sometimes be in here for a longer period because they're waiting for an assessment bed or whatever reason. So sometimes I'll see them for the entire time they're here, whether that's 3 months to 6 months. I will see them maybe 3 times a week. The time of that all depends on the person. Sometimes it's an hour. Sometimes it's just 20 minutes. It's very person-centered and what they need in that moment.
Yeah. So with the person, have you ever experienced somebody that's not quite gone quite rightly? So somebody gets a little bit too agitated? Because I'm guessing with what you do, they tend to calm down and are a bit more, I don't know, amicable or... But do you ever get somebody that goes the opposite way?
So never during a session, but sometimes the first initial meet, they might not understand it and go, no, that sounds rubbish.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. And I'll go, okay, that's fine. Do you want a cup of tea before I go? Yeah, that'd be nice. And then we just sit down and start talking.
Yeah.
Then we build a rapport and then the session sort of grows from that.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, the rapport builds.
Yeah.
Because we're on the radio. If you've never seen Emily, Emily's quite striking. She's got red, well, pink hair at the moment.
Yeah.
Pink hair, very blue glasses and freckles.
Yes.
So have I described you quite well?
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. I've seen you walking around the hospital and yes, you are very noticeable. And I would imagine your patients think, wow.
Yes, sometimes. I think sometimes they think, who is this crazy person coming towards
me?
Oh,
no. Don't be so hard on yourself. So how do you actually assess the individual's comfort and engagement during that namaste session? So how do you know it's right?
It's sort of how you click with people. So even outside of work, some people you get on with, some people you don't. I just know if it's going to go well or not. I mean, just by body language, some of our patients are nonverbal. Sometimes the families say, no, this isn't something my mum would like. So I will just support them, maybe make them a drink, do things like that. So yeah, it's about reading the room and the person.
So do you get a lot of scepticism because, you know, people are quite black and white in their beliefs and stuff, aren't they?
So I'd say now, everyone's really on board and really supportive, but maybe at the beginning where it wasn't heard of, people didn't really understand it. But when they see how namaste works, whether that's for their patient living with dementia or someone that's end of life or under palliative, when they see it work, they then are more open to it.
Yeah.
And that includes the staff and the patients.
Yeah. So with the family members, if you get any scepticism from the family, how do you involve them? How do you actually manage to draw them in? To
sometimes it's not for people. Sometimes I do go to families and patients and they're like stone cold no, and that's absolutely fine. I'll still offer teas, coffees and then be on my way. But if the families are a bit apprehensive, I sort of will ask, yeah, no, that's totally fine, you know, it's not for everyone. So what's mum like? And then suddenly they'll start telling me some stories about mum.
Yeah. So they're engaging with you.
Or talking, or if they're, you know, if it's husband and wife or partner and partner, I'll say, oh, how did you meet? And then there tends to be a bit of laughter.
Yeah.
And I hear the wonderful story of when they first fell in love. And then that sort of lowers the wall. And then sometimes they're like, yeah, okay, maybe she would like this and that. And then we sort of go from there.
Oh, that's really good. Okay, then. So can you describe your approach to the sensory stimulation activities with namaste care?
Yeah. So again, it's very person-centered. So with our patients that are end of life, we can always ask the relatives what their loved one enjoys. So what music do they enjoy? Mouth care is really, really important for our patients that are end of life. And we don't just use water.
No.
We will say, what does mum love to drink? That can be tea, coffee, Guinness, Baileys. And if the family are happy to bring that in, we can then support their loved one with mouth care using their favourite drink. So that sense is taste, and that's a taste that they enjoy. Therefore, they feel calmer. With music, I never will judge. I've had patients that of the older generation listening to heavy metal. I've had a lovely patient who had dementia and sadly passed away. He was put on end of life. It was very, very comfortable. He loved Bob Marley. within the last 2 days of him being alive, he had like a burst of energy. And we were playing Bob Marley and he was singing along and dancing to it.
Oh, wow.
So that was lovely to be able to bring something that he enjoyed to
him. And that's so satisfying for you as well, because you know that person's in a place that's a really good place.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. So you're actually employed by Medway Hospital, aren't you?
Yes.
So you're literally on the books, but you're the first ever.
Yes, which is mad, isn't it?
No, that's fantastic.
So Namaste Care has been successfully implemented in care homes and hospices across the world. But yeah, we're the first hospital.
Right, I'm going to hang on to that thought a minute. Mm-hmm. So I've got another question to ask you. How do you get your patients?
So anyone in the hospital can refer their patients to me as long as they meet the criteria, which is patient living with dementia or Alzheimer's, patient on end of life, or a patient under palliative. You just go on to clocked hour, clinical referral forms, end of life, and then click Namaste Care as the option.
And that's it. Right.
And anyone can refer to
Brilliant. Do you want to repeat that?
Yeah.
Repeat that again.
Okay. So you go on to the clocked hour.
Clocked hour.
Clinical referral forms.
Right.
End of life palliative referral form.
Yep.
Click on that. And then you choose Namaste Care as the option.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
There are people I know that are listening that would be very useful
to. Yeah. Please refer.
I think you will get a lot more referrals.
Lovely.
Now people understand what you do and it's a credit to you. Right. And talking about credits, I've read up about you and you were nominated here in Medway Maritime Hospital for a Hospital Hero Award and you won, didn't you?
I did.
2024.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And well deserved.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you want to say anything else.
Yeah, can I just give a little shout out to some wonderful colleagues here?
The mic is yours.
So I know I've already mentioned them, but the wonderful end of life team here at Medway, which is Graham, Marie, Carla and Hayley. Without you guys, I don't think I'd be my bubbly self. The amazing team of the hospital palliative care team. So you've got Sarah, Trish, Steve, Joe and Sean. Again, they're fantastic. A big shout out to Tennyson Ward, as that's the first ward we've got our Namaste Care room on. They've supported this from day dot. And Namaste Care International, and of course, Joyce Simard.
Oh, I'm going to do this. Yay. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, do you know, it's been an absolute pleasure. Oh. And thank you for enlightening not only me, but the listeners and everything. Hopefully, maybe in 12 months' time when you've expanded, because I'm pretty certain you've got some big aspirations.
Oh, I do indeed.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, I'm going to say thank you. The lovely Emily Brown, the Namaste Care Practitioner here at Medway Hospital. What a superb interview. What a lovely person she is as well. And I can't thank you enough for taking time to come in to speak with me today.
To listen to more episodes or find links to all of our programmes and videos, visit hospitalradiomedway.co.uk. You've been listening to Chatterbox.